This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, when the year 2022 was coming to an end and when the new Congress convened in 2023, there were a few articles talking about saving America. I thought it would add my thoughts to this growing list of what needs to be fixed in this country. Soon I'll be traveling to various radio stations and speak at listener events. One question I often get is whether it is even possible to save America. As a Christian, I believe we need a revival or a great awakening to save this country, but it's still important for us to show the way, even if the American people lack the will. First, we need to secure our border. One example I use is when we had a water leak at our house. It makes no sense to mop up the water until you turn off the water. Before we can have a reasonable debate about what to do with the 20 or 30 million illegal aliens in this country, we need a secured border. Second, we need to cut our federal debt. Our national debt is $31 trillion and is approximately 130% of this country's GDP. We have dug ourselves into a deep economic hole. The annual federal deficits are more than $1 trillion each year, and for comparison, the federal government didn't have its first $1 trillion budget until 1987. Third, we need to focus on the U.S. military. In previous commentaries, I've discussed the fact that our armed forces are overcommitted and underfunded. We face potential threats from China, Russia, and various Middle East countries and terrorists. I admit that there's waste in the Pentagon budget, but that should not keep us from funding a military that can protect the peace. We can fix these problems and many others, but the real question is whether we have the will. So far, our leaders and most of the voting public don't seem interested in taking steps that would save America. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.